12, chapter 9, text 13, given by His Divine Grace Srila Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, recorded on the 12th of November 1990 in Melbourne, Australia.
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुनिरये वेदिरामायणेश्चैव पुराणे भारती तथा आद्यौचान्ते च मध्ये च हरिः सर्वत्र गीयते मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं जत्कृपासमं वन्दे श्रीगुरु दिनतारिणे परमानन्दमाधवं निगमकल्पतरगणितं फलं सुखमुखादमृतदवसञ्जितम् पीबत भागवत रसमालय मुहुरौ रसिका विवाहुक अनर्थोपशम साक्षात् भक्तिजोगं दक्षति लोकस्यादानतो विद्वंसक्री सत्त्वसंहिता जस्यां वैश्रियमाणायां कृष्णे परमपुरुषे भक्तिरुत्पद्यतिपुंस शोकमोहो भयापहा श्रीमद्भागवतं पुराणममलं यद्वैष्णवानां प्रियं यस्मिन् पारमहंसमेकममलं ज्ञानं परङ्गीयते तत्र ज्ञानो विरागभक्तिसहितं नैष्कर्म्यमाविष्कृतं तत्क्षणं सुपठन् विचारणपरो भक्त्या विमुच्ये नर अर्थोऽयं ब्रह्मसूत्राणां भारतार्थो विनिर्णय गायत्रीभाष्यरूपसौ वेदार्थो परिगृहीत सर्ववेदेतिहासानुसारं समुद्धृतं सर्ववेदान्तसारं हि श्रीमद्भागवतम् इष्यति तद्रसामृतत्वस्य नान्यत्र सिद्धति क्वचित् कृष्ण भक्तिरस स्वरूप श्रीभागवतो कृष्ण भक्तिरस ते वेदो शास्त्र होइते परममतो ताते वेदो शास्त्र होइते परममतो चारि वेद उपनिषदे यत ¡Gracias! শুনিলে হয় সর্বনাশ মায়াবাদী দশ শুনিলে Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. Sarva Vedanta Saram is Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyati. Tadrasam Kututasya Nanyatro Sidrati Kuchit. If somebody is fortunate enough, if he can develop taste, can taste this nectar, nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, he will never develop taste in any other scripture. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpatara galitam phalam suka mukhadam dravasanjitam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika vibhavuka. This is stated. This is the ripened, sweetest ripened fruit of Vedic tree. Sweetest and ripened fruit of Vedic tree. It contains all juice, only juice, only juice. It's very juicy fruit, only juice. In material world, we find a juicy fruit, isn't it? What is that fruit? Mango. But mango has skin and inside a very big seed. But this fruit has no skin, no seed, only juice. Very sweet, nectarian juice. Adyam, madhyam, anti. You can taste anywhere. You can taste in the beginning, in the middle, or at the end. It's only sweet juice, nothing else. Such is the scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the essence of all Vedic literature. Chari, Veda, Upanishad, jato kichu hoy, তার অর্থ হল ইয়া ব্যাস করিল সঞ্চয়। দিস ইজ শ্রীল ব্যাসদেবস লাস্ট কন্ট্রিবিউশন আফটার কম্পাইলিং অল বেদিক স্ক্রিপচার্স, বেদ উপনিষদ সংহিতা পুরাণ ইতিহাস পুরাণ, ইজ লাস্ট কন্ট্রিবিউশন অফ শ্রীল ব্যাসদেব। সো হি হ্যাজ পুট ইট হিয়ার অল দি এসেন্স, অল দি এসেন্স অফ বেদিক লিটারেচার। Therefore, if someone only can hear Srimad Bhagavatam, he can get the knowledge of all Vedas, no need of reading any other shastra. Srimad Bhagavate bhakti tattva ko etei bhagavata sama kon shastra nahi, kon shastra nahi. Bhakti tattva is described here. So you will never find any other shastra like Srimad Bhagavatam. Only someone can only hear this thing. He will achieve, very soon achieve, the highest perfection of life. Jnana prayaso tapasya namanta eva jivanti sammukhritam bhavadiya vartam স্থান স্থিত শ্রুতিগতাং তনুবাং মনোভীর জপ্রায়সো অজিত জিতোপ্যশিষ্ট স্ত্রীলোক্যাং শ্রীমদ ভাগবত। দিস ইজ ব্রহ্মা স্টেট, লর্ড ব্রহ্মা স্টেটমেন্ট, লর্ড ব্রহ্মা সেইড, মহাজন স্বয়ম্ভু সেইড। স্থান স্থিত শ্রুতিগতাং তনুবাং মনোভীর জপ্রায়সো অজিত জিতোপ্যশিষ্ট স্ত্রীলোক্যাং। If someone only can hear it, only hear, no need of changing your position, sthanisthita, whatever position one is, let him be there. If someone is brahmachari, let him remain in that brahmachari ashram position. Someone is grihastha, let him remain there, grihastha ashram. If someone is vanprasthi, let him remain there in vanprasthi ashram. If someone is sannyasi, let him be there. No need of changing position, only here. Sthani sthita sudhigatam tanuvang manobhir japraya so jita jita apyasi stri lukyam. Only if you can hear, you will achieve highest perfection, supreme perfection. Supreme, thereby you can conquer that Supreme Lord who is unconquerable in three worlds. You can conquer if you can achieve this supreme perfection only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? This has been given such a shastra. So everybody should hear it. And we invite everybody, we call everybody, come up and hear. Aswadhi rasikai saha nigama kalpatana kalitam palam sukam mukhatam tadravasanjitam pivata bhagavatam rasamale muhuraho rasika bhuivabhukha. This is the most important thing. One should develop taste for it. It's all nectar. Those who have developed taste, taste this nectar in the association of such devotees, those who have developed taste. Then you can really taste it, And taste will develop more and more and more and more. If you want to taste it yourself, become selfish enough, you cannot taste it. No. Aswadhi rasikesa. You should taste it in association of all rasika bhaktas, those who have developed taste for it. Then you can really taste it, otherwise you cannot taste it. This is the most important thing here, All right, this is 12th canto?
Chapter 9, text 13.
Last? See, this 12th canto. This purport given by Hridayananda, not Prabhupada's Prabhupada. All right, anyhow, it's Srimad Bhagavatam. Annama Bhagavati Vasudevayo.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, chapter 9. Text 13. Antar
Vahi
Chadvir
Ati
Divhi
Kharai
Sata Sata Radadvir
Sata
Radavir
Upatapitam
jagat
chaturvidham
vikhya
sahatmana
munir
jalaplutam
khmam
bhimana
samatra sat
Antarvahi Chadvir
Adityubhikari
Sadaradabhiru Patapitam Jagat
Chaturvidham
Vikhyam
Chaturvidham
Vikhyam
Sahatmana
Munir
Jalaplutam
khmam
vimana
samatra sat
Please repeat. All right.
Antaha
internally.
Bahi
externally.
Cha
and
Adbhi
by the water.
Ati
Dyubhi
rising higher than the sky.
Hari
by fire's winds.
Sata
Radabhi
by lightning bolts.
Upatapitam,
greatly distressed.
Jagat,
all the inhabitants of the universe.
Chatuh
Vidham,
of four varieties.
Those who have taken birth
from embryos,
from eggs,
from seeds,
and from perspiration.
Vikhya,
seeing,
saha,
along with,
atmana,
himself,
munihi,
the sage,
jala,
by the water,
aprutam,
flooded,
thman,
the earth,
Vimana,
perplexed.
Samatrasat,
he became fearful.
Antarvahi
satrabhi ati
dyubhi kharai
sato
rada bhiru
patapitam
jagat
chaturvidham
vikhya
mahatmana
munir
jala
pradam
kmam
vimana
samatrasat.
Translation.
This says,
so
all the inhabitants
of the universe,
including
himself,
tormented
within and
without
by the
harsh winds,
the bolts
of lightning,
and the
great waves
rising
beyond the sky.
As
the whole earth
flooded,
he grew
perplexed
and fearful.
Please repeat
translation.
This is
saw All the inhabitants of the universe, including himself, tormented within and without by the harsh winds, the bolts of lightning, and great waves rising beyond the sky. As the whole earth flooded, he grew perplexed and fearful. Purport. Here the word Chaturvidham refers to the four sources of birth for conditioned souls, embryos, eggs, seeds and perspiration. This much purport is here. So, here Markandeya Rishi sees the illusory potency. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, chapter 9, and text 13. Just give me. This is a description of this, what is this? Annihilation coming, isn't it? There is creation, there is maintenance, and also there is annihilation. Srishti, sthiti, pralaya. This material world is created, and for some time it remains maintained by Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is annihilated. It's complete annihilation, mahapralaya. There are three types of pralaya, annihilation. One is mahapralaya, complete annihilation, and other two are partial annihilations, anshik pralaya. We have this thing that when one manvantara changed. Rain of one manu finishes, then other manu comes, then there is change of manvantara. At that time, there is an annihilation. It is partial annihilation at the time of changing of manvantara. During that annihilation, neither planets are annihilated. We have seven planetary systems, seven higher planetary systems, and seven nether planetary systems. These are 14 planetary systems. And this planet is known as Bhurloka. It's Bhurloka, earth planet. This is it, in the middle. From here begins seven, then beyond that, lower than this, seven are there, known as Tala, Tala, Vitala, Sutala, Rasatala, Patala, etc. That is seven nether planetary systems. Then Bhur, Bhuva, Suha, Tapa, Janar, Maha, Satya, Lo, like seven higher planetary systems. So, in this way, total 14 planetary systems are there. So, at the change of time of when manvantara changed, the time partial annihilation takes place, that is, the neither planets are annihilated. Then another comes when the day time of Brahma finished and night begins. Brahma's night begins, at that time there is an annihilation, pralaya. This is something bigger annihilation than the former. And during that time, that annihilation, neither planetary systems and this Bhurloka also, all these planetary systems are annihilated. Some higher planets, higher planetary systems like the abode of Brahma, where Brahma is there, Satyalok, Siddhalok, some remains. Otherwise, all planetary systems are annihilated. That's something greater than the previous one. Then when Brahma dies, Brahma's lifespan is finished completely, it's complete annihilation. It's Mahapraya. It's complete annihilation. All material manifestation is completely devastated, annihilated. These are three types of Praya. Then when again the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna will then think of wills to create again, then by his mere willing, then creation will take place. By creation of it take place. By the mere willing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The creation, maintenance and annihilation takes place. Tumi sarvasvareshwara brajindra kumar tavo icchha mate vispe sujana sanghar tavo icchha mate vispe sujana sanghar tavo icchha mate brahma karoi sujana tavo icchha mate vishnu karoi palana tavo icchha mate shiva karoi sangharo tavo icchha mate maya sruje karagar. Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahajan, Vaishnava Acharya, famous Vaishnava Acharya, he has said, Mahajana jaikoi si satyamani. In Chaitanya Charitamrita you will find, Mahajana jaikoi si satyamani. What is the truth? What is the real truth? And which truth shall we accept as truth? Do you know?
What is truth?
Yes, which truth shall we accept as real truth? There is no wrong in it. Yes? Which truth?
Truth in the Shastra.
Shastra? What Shastra?
The Bhagavatam.
Only Bhagavatam says, not Upanishad, but Upanishad, Isopanishad.
Yeah, Vedas.
Vedas say. Yes. What Vedas say? Isn't it? Veda says, well, that's true. That is without mistake. Isn't it? Especially I say, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedas. Srimad Bhagavatam pramana mamalam prema pumartha mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhurmatam idam tatradara nabara. Do you understand? Pramana mamalang, spotless proof. Do you understand? Srimad Bhagavatam pramana mamalang. Srimad Bhagavatam, spotless proof. No error, no mistake at all. Do you understand? No mistake at all. This has come from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do you understand? Especially, this has come out from the lips of Sukadeva Goswami, great Mahajana. Great Mahajana. Do you know who is Mahajana? Who is Mahajana? Only one Mahajana?
Many.
Is there any number or innumerable? You don't know. Anybody knows? Yes, Nimai?
12 Mahajanas.
Huh? 12 Mahajanas. 12 Mahajanas. You understand? Swambhu, Narada Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara Manu, Prahlada Janaka Bhishma, Bali, Vyasaki, Vayam. Vyasaki, Sukadeva Goswami. Says, and Jamaraj says, it's 12 Mahajanas. Do you understand? 12 Mahajanas is said in 6th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Jamaraj says, Jamaraj is also a Mahajana. And those who are followers of of this Mahādana parampara. Disciplic succession of Mahādanas. Those are followers of Mahādana. They are also Mahādanas. Do you understand? Our disciplic succession begins from Lord Brahmā. Do you understand? From Lord Brahmā. So, in this succession, Mahādanas came, are coming also. My revered spiritual master, Śrīla Prabhupāda, is also Mahājana, his guru, my grand guru, Śrīmad Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswāmī Prabhupāda Mahārāja also, Mahājana, they are all Mahājanas. Mahājana means, what do you mean by that? By saying Mahājana, what do you mean by that? Self-realized souls. With self-realized soul is Mahājana. If it's not self-realized, you cannot be Mahājana. That's a paradox. But Mahājana means sadhu Mahājana. Do you know sadhu?
Sage,
saint, so many words. Sadhu means who is completely a surrendered soul. Do you understand? Completely a surrendered soul at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality, Godhead. He is sadhu. Completely surrendered, 100% surrendered soul at the lotus feet of Krishna, Supreme Personality, Godhead, is sadhu. In other words, we may say, a great devotee, pure devotee, is sadhu, Mahājana. You understand? Mahājana jai koi sai satyamani. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Mahājana jai koi sai satyamani. What a Mahājana said, we should accept it as truth. You understand? We should accept it as truth. Tate chaya darsana tattva nahi jani, Mahājana jai koi sai satyamani. Chaitanya Charitamrita says. But the bona fide Mahājana says, that is real truth. And we should accept it. It's bona fide Mahājana. But in this material world you'll find many people have many ideas about Mahājana. You understand? Many ideas about Mahājana. One who is a poor man, he thinks a wealthy man, one who has wealth, money, is Mahājana for him. You understand? He is Mahājana, he says. The poor man has no money, he goes to that wealthy person to get some money. If you ask him, where have you gone? I have gone to Mahājana to get money. You understand? That is his idea. One is a, you see, ignorant fool who doesn't know, has no knowledge at all. Not acquired any knowledge, not taken any education. Do you understand? He thinks one is a learned scholar, pandit, who has acquired, received many degrees from different universities. He thinks he is a Mahājana. He is for him he is Mahājana. Do you understand? In this way you'll find in this material world, many people have different ideas, conception of Mahājana. But we never say so. For us, we have these 12 Mahājanas, and those who come under this disciplic succession of the Mahājanas, they are also Mahājanas. And in a nutshell, we'll say sadhu Mahājana, which is completely a surrendered soul at the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he is a Mahājana, a great devotee, very intimate devotee, pure devotee of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is a Mahājana. What he says, that's true, that is true. Do you understand? That is satyamani. Mahājana jiko is a satyamani. That we'll accept as true. We'll never accept. In Mahābhārata also you'll find, Mahābhārata is a Vedic scripture and written by Śrīla Prabhupāda, I will say Vyāsadeva. There, Yudhishthira, you know Yudhishthira Maharaj? Yudhishthira.
Yeah.
You know, who is he? Pandavas.
Yeah, Pandavas.
Eldest Pandava. How many Pandavas are there?
Five.
What are their names? Yudhishthira is number one, he is the eldest. Yudhishthira, next one Bhima, next one Arjuna, then Nakula, then Sahadeva. These are five Pandavas. You understand? Sons of Pandu, they are Pandavas. Yudhishthira, Maharaj, is the eldest. Is known as Dharmaraj also, very strictly follows the principles of Dharma. You understand? So a person, nice. Once, when they were in the forest, there was a Jakhya Dharmabaka living in the bank of a great pond, tank. You understand? And Draupadi, Draupadi, do you know Draupadi? Their wife felt thirsty. She wanted, she required some water. So nearby there was a pond, a great pond. Sahadev first went there to get water from that pond. So then Dharmabaka was there. He said, "Hey, first answer my questions. Then you can take the water. Otherwise, without answering my questions, if you take the water, you'll be dead." You understand? So Sahadev lay dead there, lay dead there. He couldn't answer, turned the water. In this one after another, all brothers came. Nakul came, then Arjun came, Bhim came. All were lying dead there. You understand? At last, Yudhishthira Maharaj came. You understand? And Dharmabaka said, "You see, all your brothers were lying dead there. They couldn't answer my question and toss the water, so they are lying dead. If you can answer my question, then you can take water. Otherwise, you will also have the same lot, condition." Then just Maharaja asked, "All right, what are your questions? Please ask. I'll answer." She asked just Maharaj four questions. Four questions. You understand? Four questions. Do you know those questions? Have you heard some? You have heard. So have you not remembered any one question out of four?
No.
Can anybody say what are the four questions?
I heard about one.
Yes.
Most,
What is most wonderful here in this material world? Kimasarjyam, number one question. Then, kapantha, which is the path, which is the way one should follow. You understand? Third question, kasukhi, who is happy here? You understand? Fourth, kasavartika, what is the message here? These are four questions. You understand? These are four questions asked by the Dharmabaka. And Yudhishthira Maharaj gave nice answer to him. Quite correct answers gave. So Dharmabaka was pleased. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj took water. And also the Dharmabaka made all his brothers alive. You understand? So my point is here, I am not going to answer all these four questions. I am going to give one answer, the kapantha, which is the way, what is the path, all should follow. In answer to it, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, Tarko pratistha srutayo vibhinna nasavrishisasya matanabhinnam dharmasya tattva nihita guhaya mahajanajena gatasapantha. Mahajanajena gatasapantha. Do you understand? You know, you have heard? You have heard it?
No.
You said you heard. Now said no. What is this? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Tarka pratistha sudeva vivinna nasa prasijasya matanavinnam dharmasya tattva nihita guhaya mahajanajena gatasapantha. Yet that says mahajanajena gatasapantha. You understand? Mahajana means bona fide mahajana. Mahajana have said, so does the path. We should follow the footprints of Mahajanas. Mahajana jena gata sapanta. You understand? And Chaitanya Charitamrita says the same thing. Tate chaya darsana tattva nahi jani Mahajana jai koi sei satya mani. You understand? What a Mahajana says, that is truth. And all should accept that truth. You understand? That is correct. That Jishtha Maharaj, tarko pratishtha sudeva vivinna nasa prasijasya matana bhinnam dharmasya tattva nihita guhaya Mahajana jena gatasapan. You will find so many logicians, tarkikis are there. You understand? As for example, Jaimini, Kanado, Jagyavalkyo, then Astavakra, and Nastik, Atheist Kapila. You understand? Many, like this, many logicians, philosophers. You understand? They are known as philosophers, Muni. And they have different philosophies. And they are all logicians, tarkics. They have their philosophies. And they try to establish their own philosophy and defeating the other philosophies. They do like that. You understand? But since Chaitanya Charitamrita said, Mahajana jai koi se satyamani. Tate chaya darsan tattva nahi jani Mahajana jai koi se satyamani. All these logicians, tarkics, philosophers, they have their different philosophies. They are not real philosophy, not real truth. Mahajana jai koi se satyamani. If the Mahajana says that is truth, we have to accept it. Tarko pratistha sutayo vibhinna nasa vrishijasya matana bhinnam drishti maharasa. You cannot establish the truth of Veda by logic. Do you understand? You cannot establish truth of Veda by logic. What Veda says? Sarvaita vedeyangeva vidya. Isn't Bhagavad Gita Veda? Is it Veda? Yes. Srimad Bhagavatam? Essence of all Vedas. Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedas. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedas. You understand? Srimad Bhagavad Gita has been said by Supreme Personality of God Himself, Krishna. It has directly come out from the lips of Krishna. Do you understand? And it is said, Vedas come out from the breathing, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nisvasitavani. Do you understand? But Srimad Bhagavad Gita has come out from directly from the lips of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Essence of all Vedas. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the supreme authority of Vedas. Supreme authority. So in Srimad Bhagavata Krishna said, Sarvecha Vede Ahangeva Vidya. Have you read Gita? Every day are you reading? Daily. So, sarvaita vede yahangeva vidya. What do you mean by this?
I couldn't hear.
What are you reading, Gita?
What am I reading?
This is in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvaita vede yahangeva vidya. You don't know. Then how are you reading? Like a parrot? Parrot-like? Parrot-like reading, parrot-like. Read as a human being. You are a human being. You are not a parrot. Why are you reading like a parrot? Read like a human being. Do you understand what I say? I'm traveling now, touring in Australia, visited many, some center now have come to Melbourne. Mostly I find the parrots, only parrots. Yes, all are learning like parrots. You know, what is this, why are you reading like parrots? Read like a human being. What's your name? Peter. Become a human being, Mr. Peter. Become a human being, don't become a parrot. You are very fortunate that you have come to this line. Yes. All right. Read it like a human being. Sarvaita vede yahangeva vidya aham vedantavid vedavicca aham. Krishna said these things. In all Vedas, I am to be known. You understand? Krishna says, in all Vedas, I am to be known. I am the knower of Veda. Vedavid. You understand? He says, because Vedas come out from me. If somebody doesn't know Krishna, you understand? Does not know Krishna and says that he knows Veda. He knows Veda. You'll find such people. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita also you'll find Krishna knows everything. Krishna knows everything. He knows past, future, present, past, present, future. Srikaradhyam. You understand? He knows. Such rascals are there. Those who claim they are the knowers of Veda. They are pandits in Veda. Scholars in Veda. But they don't know Krishna. They don't know Krishna. You understand? They don't know Krishna. Such rascals, they say in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedavit. So-called Vedavits. So-called pandits of Veda. But they don't know Krishna. They say, there is no mention of Krishna here in Vedas. So, show me where it is mentioned, Krishna. No. You'll find such. Samaj is there, and society is known as Arya Samaj. Arya Samaj, founder of that Samaj is the Dayananda Saraswati. Dayananda Saraswati. Is there in Australia? The Arya Samaj? No. In India there is. Dayananda Saraswati and Arya Samaj. They claim they know Veda. They know Veda. They have compiled Veda. We have compiled Veda. We are the knowers of Veda. There is no mention of name of Krishna in Veda. There is no mention. Where is mention? It is not mentioned. So, where it is mentioned? That's it. Krishna says, sarvaita vede yahangeva vidya. From Krishna, Vedas come. Krishna says, I am to be known in all Vedas. But they cannot find Krishna. Where is? No. What are they reading? What is that? Vedasarcha. In Srimad, I say, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedas. And this last contribution of Vyasadeva, last contribution of Vyasadeva. Chari Veda Upanishade, jato kichu hoy, tar ortholo yahan vyaso, korilo suncha. Whatever they are in four Vedas, all Upanishads, all Vedic literatures, Vyasadeva has put the essence of all these things in Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is all. And Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam amaram premapamarthamaha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuramatam idam tatradaranapara. This is the opinion of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is at so supreme authority. Non-different from Krishna. He said, Mahaprabhu said, and Mahaprabhu came as an acharya, as a sadhu. He praised Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam amalam prema pumarthamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ramatam idam tatradaranapara. Srimad Bhagavatam is spotless proof. Bhakti tattva is said here, especially prema bhakti tattva. Do you understand? Prema bhakti, you know, prema, love, love of Godhead, prema bhakti tattva is said here. We develop an interest in Srimad, not in love. Mahaprabhu says, pramanamavaram, spotless proof. Do you understand? Prema bhakti, Krishna prema. Bhakti is said here, and they cannot find Krishna in Vedas. And this Srimad Bhagavatam says, 11th canto, Gandhagdhado aham asantin ca bhajyam deham paradhinam asattadancha vitam totirthikruta mangala bhacham hinam maya rakshati dukkha dukkhi. Do you understand, Mr. Peter? Deep, deep, it's deep, can't hear. If you speak to a deaf, can't hear, deaf cannot hear. Similar, Mr. Peter, are you deaf? You are really deaf. Do you understand? Admit it! Yes, yes, yes. Admit it, admit it. You are really deaf for this. You are not deaf for material affairs. You can hear material sounds. You have that ear. Isn't it?
It's true.
But you have no ear to hear this. Isn't it?
Not much.
I am also deaf. I can hear. So we'll become friends. You are deaf, I am also deaf. Mr. Peter, don't feel yourself embarrassed. Gandhukdhadohanasatinchabharjaṁ deham paradhinavasatpradhāṁca vītanto tirthikruta mangalabhācaṁ hināṁ maya rakhyati dukkha dukkhi. Srimad Bhagavatam says prama, spotless proof. Bhagavata janamani se javana sama tar sastathe janme janme prabhu jama. If someone, some rascal, will not accept Srimad Bhagavatam, you understand, that is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, is a mletsa, is a javan. Life after life, Jamrat will punish him. Do you understand? That means he will be punished by Jamrat life after life. Do you understand? Bhagavata Jainamani says, Javana Samantar Sarta says, Janme Janme Prabhu Jama. Srimad Bhagavata says this thing. You don't accept such mlecha Javan, you will be punished by Srimad Jamrat life after life. Such rascals will be punished by Jamarat. Those who say, well, there is no Krishna in Vedas. No Krishna. They are mletsa, javanas. They will be punished. Ga dugdha do ahanga santi incha bharjam. You have a cow?
A cow?
Yeah. Gives milk. You have?
No, no Not personally.
Not personally. Your father has. Isn't it?
Sorry.
Your father has a cow?
My father?
Yes.
No. No.
His cow is.
He's.
All right. You have seen cow?
Many.
Many. Cow gives milk. Do you understand? And Mahaprabhu says, Gavi Dugdhade Sohaya Amar Mata. The cow gives us milk, so she is our mother. Isn't it? She is our mother. So, how can you kill your mother? It is his place. Can you kill your mother and eat her place?
No.
They are killing mother. All right. Yes, sir. If you have a cow, but she doesn't give milk. She doesn't give milk. What is the necessity of such cow? What is the utility of keeping such cow if she doesn't give milk? Huh?
No, not much.
No, that will be very wicked cow. Very wicked cow. You understand? Very wicked cow. Dustogavi. Wicked cow. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, it is better to have an empty cow shed. Do you understand? It is better to have an empty cow shed than having this wicked cows. Does give no milk. Do you understand? Mr. Peter Mahajan says this thing. And Srimad Bhagavatam says, if you have a cow, but she doesn't give milk, then that cow will create disturbances, many disturbances. You will be very much troubled for her. Do you understand? Similarly, you are brahmachari. You have no wife, isn't it? Mahamuni, you have a wife. Isn't Mahamuni is graceful? He has a wife. If wife is not chaste, if wife will be unchaste, then what will happen? Asati bharjya, unchaste wife. You understand? Will you become, have you accept one wife, Mr. Peter?
Sorry?
Will you accept a wife?
No.
No? Remain brahmachari, lifelong? You have taken that vow?
Mental vow, yes.
Mind, your mind will deceive you. Mind will deceive you, Peter. Don't rely on the mind. A very wicked mind. Yesterday I was telling to beat that mind. Beat. Do you understand? Yesterday evening I was telling to beat that wicked mind. Don't rely on that mind. Do you understand? Yeah, don't rely. That will cheat you. So an unchaste wife will create many troubles. It's better to have no wife. Don't have unchaste wife. Do you understand? It creates so much trouble. Similarly, you see, this body, will find many persons. I see also last Vedam. Bipale Sevino Krupano Durjana Chapala Sukalaba Lagire. Mahajana says this thing. Bipale Sevino Krupano Durjana Chapala Sukalaba Lagire. Only for fleeting pleasure. Fleeting pleasure. Material pleasure means fleeting pleasure. They are serving these rascals, scoundrels. Do you understand? They are serving, their boss is a rascal, scoundrel, and serving them. Only for this fleeting pleasure, material pleasure. Do you understand what I say? What's your name?
Malcolm.
All right. What's your name? You understand what I say? Here you have to concentrate with full attention. Try to understand. You understand? Srimad Bhagavatam. So such a person, his body, for the maintenance of the body, he serves some scoundrel rascals. You understand? The body is not independent. That body is dependent on them. It is known paradhina deha. Do you understand? Paradhina deha. Aniruddha Prabhu, you understand?
What's it mean?
Paradhina deha. The body is dependent on such scoundrels, rascals. To maintain the body, they are serving them. Do you understand? It's not independent. If they want to serve such scoundrels, rascals, they cannot maintain their body. So this is known as paradhina deha. Dependent body. Is dependent on somebody else. This body will create a much trouble. Much trouble. Do you understand? Then you have a son, Aniruddha? No son. You have a somebody? You have son? No? Yesterday I was telling that Antonio has son. That Mr. Antonio. Yes, grihastha, they have son sometimes. If son is wicked, son doesn't obey the father, is not satputra, it's asatputra. You understand? Asatputra. Putra means son, wicked son. Never obeys the father. So that son will create much trouble. Much trouble. Then you have some wealth. Do you understand? And if you keep that wealth with such a person who is not at all worthy person to have the wealth, unworthy person. Do you understand, Aniruddha Prabhu? If you give some wealth to an unworthy person, then that unworthy person will create trouble. Satpatrinesta, asatpatrinesta dhana. Then you'll be much troubled, you'll get unlimited miseries thereby. These are all the causes for your misery. You understand? The cow that doesn't give milk, she will give you misery. The unchaste wife, she will give you misery. The dependent body, that will give you misery. And bad son, disobedient son, that will also, he will also give you misery. And the wealth or money given to an unworthy person also will give you trouble, misery. Similarly, inang maya rakhyati dukkha dukhi. Those who do Veda sarcha, study Veda without Krishna, without Krishna, they get trouble. They are troubled. They get misery. Do you understand? Similarly, they also get misery. They cannot get happiness, real happiness, in the life. Srimad Bhagavatam says, such people, they say, there is no Krishna in Vedas. But Krishna says, sarvaicha vedyanga bhavidyo. I am to be known in all Vedas. But they cannot find Krishna. You understand? And they are the source of trouble also. They will create all trouble, and they are also creating trouble in this society, human society. Such so-called Vedic pandits. Isn't it? Mahajana they call, say Satyamani. They are not Mahajans. They are not Mahajans. All Mahajans have accepted this. Sarve icha veding ahange eva vidya. Only Krishna is to be known. And one who knows Krishna, he knows Veda. Because all Vedas have come out from Krishna. So Mahadeva is, I was quoting Yudhishthira Maharaj's answer. Tarko pratistha srutayo vibhinna nasa vrishijasya madana bhinnam. If you want, if you will want to establish Vedic truth by logic, by mundane logic, by your own philosophy, then the Vedic conclusions will be different and different and different and different. you cannot establish it. You understand? You cannot establish it. Because Vedas have come out from Krishna, and Krishna is inconceivable, achintya, so Vedic truth is also achintya, inconceivable. How can you conceive of it, your material mind, tiny mind? Impossible. Achintya kharu jevhava nasvam tarkena jojait. That also Mahajana said. Prabhupada Maharaja said this thing. Achintya kharu jevhava nasvam tarkena jojait. You understand, Anirudha Prabhu? That which is inconceivable, the truth, the conclusion, which is inconceivable, don't put any logic to it. No, no, don't put any logic to it. Just accept it. Just accept it. Mahajan has said, bona fide authority has said, you just accept it. Nastam tarkena jo jayat. There should be no logic to it. Don't put any logic to it. You cannot prove it by your mundane logic, isn't it? As for example, I may say, the primary school student goes to primary school to begin education. The primary schools. And there are certified teachers are there. Certified teachers, bona fide teachers, to teach the beginners. Then he goes there, the teacher says, 2 and 2 is equal to 4. And child accepts it. Yes, 2 and 2 is equal to 4. If you ask the child, 2 and 2 is equal to what? You say 4. If you say, why? Why will it be 4? Why will it not be 5 or 3 or something else? No, my teacher has said, 2 and 2 is equal to 4. You understand? My teacher has said, 2 and 2 is equal to 4. What my teacher has said, I have accepted. It's a bona fide teacher, no other thing. Accept the authority. The principle is, accept the authority. Bona fide authority. Authority means bona fide authority. So there will be no trouble. So there will be no trouble at all. You understand, Mr. Peter? You understand?
Yeah.
You understand? Accept the bona fide authority without any logic, putting any logic to it. You understand? Just simply accept. So there will be no trouble. Nastam tarkena jojait. Achintya khalu je bhava. Nastam tarkena jojait. Which is inconceivable, that cannot be established through logic, tarka. Don't put any logic to it. Just accept the bona fide authority. Then you are on the safe path. Safe, safe path. Do you understand? Safe. Do you follow me? Yes. That is the path shown by Mahajanas. Mahajanajena gata sapantha. Ajushti Maharaj said that thing. Don't put in logic. If you put logic, so the Vedas, truths, conclusions will be different, 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 different. So many logicians are there. So called Kanada Gautama Jaimini Jagya Valkya. Atheistic Kapila. Like that. Patanjali Astavakra, like that. Many. And they have their own philosophies. They are all philosophies based on mundane logic. Satya nahi jani, tattva nahi jani. Mahajana jai kai, sei satya mani. Accept the bona fide Mahajana. He knows. Ajushri Maharaj says the same thing. Dharmasya tattva nihita guhaya. Mahajana jena gata sapantha. You understand? Dharmasya tattva nihita guhaya. Mahajana jena gata sapantha. They know, though Mahajanas, bona fide Mahajanas, they know what is real truth. What is real truth? What they say, we accept. The path shown by Mahajanas should be followed by us. We should follow the footprints of the Mahajanas. That is safest path, safest. No danger is there. Do you understand? no danger, no danger, safest path. If you won't follow Mahajan, you will be put into danger. And there is pare pare vipada. In this material world we will find every step there is danger. Isn't it? Every step there is danger. Here in this material world, pare pare vipada. But if you can follow the footprints of Mahajan, then you are safe. No danger, no danger. You understand? So Mahajanas have said this thing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, bona fide Mahajana, he said, Tumi sarva asureshwaro Mrajendra Kumaro. Hello? Helpless, helpless. You can't help me. I need your help. Aniruddha Prabhu. I need your help. Cooperation. If you won't help me, I am helpless. What shall I do? Please help me. Tumi sarva sureshwaro Mrajendra Kumaro. Tumi sarva sureshwaro
Mrajendra Kumaro.
Tomaro ichhaye bisse srujana sangharo. Srujana sanghara tava ichha mate brahma karai srujana
tava ichha mate brahma karai srujana
tava ichha mate Vishnu Koro I palono
Tava iccha mate Vishnu
Koro I palono Tava iccha mate Shiva Koro I sangharo Mate Maya Sruje Karagaro
Oicha
Mate Maya Sruje Karagaro. You understand, Mr. Peter? Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahajan has said this thing. Tumi Sarvasureshwara Brajendra Kumara. O Brajendra Kumara, O son of Nanda Maharaj, you are the Ishwara of all Ishwaras. You are Supreme Ishwara, Parameshwara, Brajendra Kumar. Do you understand, Mr. Peter? He is Supreme Truth. He is Absolute Truth. Aja Tattva, Absolute Truth. Who? Who is Advaya Tattva? Yeah. Advaya Jnana Tattva Braje Brajendra Kumar. Advaya Jnana Tattva Braje Brajendra Kumar. Brajendra Kumar. Kumar means son. You understand? The king of Braja, Nanda Maharaj, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is Absolute Truth. You understand? Sarvasvareshwara, he is the Supreme Ishwara, Parameshwara, Ishwara of all Ishwaras, you understand? Controller of all controllers, the Supreme Controller, Parameshwara. Tumi sarvasvareshwara Brajendra Kumar. Tava iccha mate vishve srujana sanghar. By your mere willing, the creation takes place and annihilation takes place. Do you understand? By your mere willing. The creation takes place and annihilation takes place. Vishve srujana sanghara. তব ইচ্ছা মতে ব্রহ্মাকর সৃজন, বাই ইউর উইলিং ব্রহ্মা ক্রিয়েটস, ব্রহ্মা ক্রিয়েটস, তব ইচ্ছা মতে বিষ্ণু কর ই পালন, বাই ইউর উইলিং লর্ড বিষ্ণু মেন্টেন্স, ইউনস্ট্যান্ড, লর্ড বিষ্ণু মেন্টেন্স, তব ইচ্ছা মতে শিব করো ই সংহার, বাই ইউর উইল লর্ড শিব অ্যানিহিলেটস, ইজন্ট ইট অনিরুদ্ধ প্রভু, বাই মিয়ার উইলিং অফ কৃষ্ণ, বাই মিয়ার উইলিং, তব ইচ্ছা মতে মায়া সুজে কারাগার, বাই ইউর উইলিং দিস মায়া ক্রিয়েটস দিস প্রিজন হাউস, দিস প্রিজন হাউস, মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ প্রিজন হাউস ক্রিয়েটেড বাই মায়া, ইজন্ট ইট মিটার পিটার, অ্যান্ড ইউ আর ইমপ্রিজন্ড ইন দিস প্রিজন হাউস, ইজন্ট ইট,
Yes.
You are imprisoned, put in this prison house by Maya. How to get out of it?
How can you get out of it?
Surrender unto the lotus feet of...
Surrender
unto the lotus feet of Krishna.
Yeah. Then you can get out of it. Have you now gotten out? You have not yet surrendered. Isn't it? You are not yet surrendered. No. You want to surrender or you just thinking? Yes, I will surrender, and then someday I'll surrender. And now it is all good. Let me be in this prison house, Maya's prison house. I get lessons from Maya. Maya is giving you lessons. More severe losses and more severe losses and more severe losses. Are you getting your losses?
Plenty of them. Plenty.
Plenty. And you think, the losses are very nice losses. All right, I'll get it, have it. Are you crying for it or enjoying her losses?
Not really.
Not really enjoying or not really crying?
Well, most of the time I just don't notice.
Most
of the time I just shake them off.
Sick?
Shake them off. Throw them off.
Have you strength to throw it out?
Not too much.
No, not too much. No strength at all. No strength. What too much? You have no strength to shake it off. You are just daydreaming. Mr. Peter, you are just daydreaming. You understand? You have no strength at all. By your own strength, you cannot shake it off. You understand? The second half. These lashes of Maya. You cannot get it, get out of this fort of Maya, prison house of Maya. Can you?
No.
How can you? What is the way? What is the means? How long this class will last? You are president. Now it is. Yes, I am going to. Therefore, I want to know. Because.
Just ordinarily, is it 8:30?
8:30?
No, 8:30. So we've already half an hour over.
So, all may be very hungry. Yes. If there is hungry, there is hunger in the belly, this nectar will taste bitter. Though it is nectar, and no satiation is there, Anyhow, I am going to finish it very soon. I'm mad man. Please excuse me. Do you understand? Mr. Peter, you have no strength at all to shake it off. You cannot by through your own strength come out from this, the clutches of Maya. You understand? No. You should first receive the strength. Receive the strength. That is not material strength, a spiritual strength. You understand? If you can receive the spiritual strength and you'll be strong with that strength, then you'll be able to come out from the clutches of Maya. Otherwise, not possible. And how can you have it? How can you have that spiritual strength?
By surrendering unto
Krishna.
Krishna.
You're just saying in your lips, but you're not yet surrendered. Then how can you get it? Do you know how to surrender? Do you know how to surrender?
Accept a bona fide guru.
Yes. Guru means a mahajana, sadhu. Do you understand? Guru is mahajana, bona fide mahajana and sadhu. So, most essential thing is to do sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha. Association of sadhu. Do you understand? Association of those bona fide mahajanas. Thereby you can understand who you are. Who you are. Who are you?
Well, in theory I know, but really I don't know.
Yes, the trouble is there. If you are associated with sadhus, bona fide mahajana sadhus, and listen to what they say, then you can understand who you are. Sadhu sangye nijo tattva avagato hana. Do you understand? Sadhu sangye nijo tattva avagato hana. By listening to sadhu, then you can understand who am I. Oh, Ami Krishna Das. I am servant of Krishna. Do you understand, Mr. Peter? If you listen to bona fide mahajana sadhu, then you can understand Ami Krishna Das. I am servant of Krishna. But you are not yet, not yet. You are not yet Krishna Das. You are Maya Das now. You are servant of Maya. Do you understand? Then you'll cry. Mr. Peter, you have not yet cried. You are enjoying the lessons of Maya. Enjoying. Oh, very nice lessons. You have not yet cried. Kende vale, ohe Krishna, amita badas. Tomar charana chari, oilu sarbonas. Mahajana has said this thing. Then you'll cry. Oh Krishna, I am your das, I am your servant. But up till now, lots of lives, I have become the servant of Maya. I have not taken shelter at your lotus feet. I have been drowning in the dreadful ocean of material existence. Katso habo dububai. It's a mayar vase, jatso vase, katso habo dububai. Isn't it, Mr. Peter?
Yes.
drowning in the dreadful ocean of Maya. Do you understand? You have not cried. Then you cry. Kenne vale, ahe Krishna amitabhadas. Tomar charana chari hailu sarvanas. Then when you cry before Krishna from the core of heart, then Krishna will think, oh, now Mr. Peter is crying for me. He wants to come to my lotus feet, come to me. Then, do you understand what will happen? Krishna dena chitsaktira maya hoa idurbala. This is the means. Krishna dena chitsaktira maya hoa idurbala. Krishna will give you spiritual strength. Then maya will be powerless. Do you understand? Maya will become powerless. Then you can come out of the clutches of Maya. Otherwise you cannot come out. You understand? Keno na bhojilu maya kore hai hai hai. Keno na bhojilu maya kore hai hai. Cry before Krishna and say, alas, oh, why I have for lakhs of lives I have been serving Maya under the clutches of Maya. Alas, what is that clutch? Cry, cry, cry. Then Krishna will give you spiritual strength. You understand? Then you will become more strong, stronger. Maya, why the world? Then Maya will be powerless. Then you can come out from the clutches of Maya. Otherwise, no possibility. That Mahajan have said. You understand? Mahajanaji koise satyamani. And you should develop greed for it. Greed. You are a greedy person now, eating rasgullas. Present it, very nice, palatable pieces. Now develop that greed is your enemy. That will open your gate towards hell. Traya narkasya dvara etatyam tejat kama krodha lobha. Traya narkasya dvara etatyam tejat. Lust, anger, greed. Lust, anger and greed. Krishna Bhagavad Gita said, these are three doors to hell. Give up all these things. But if that greed will be developed for this, for what?
To the service of Krishna.
How to associate more and more with the bona fide sadhu mahajanas? Do you understand? How can I associate more and more and more, listen more and more and more from sadhu and mahajanas? Do you understand? Then you can get. Then you can get the spiritual strength. You understand? Krishna will shower his mercy on you. He will inculcate spiritual strength unto you. Then you will be able to come out from the clutches of Maya. This is Mahajana has said.